In a windowless office on the first floor of the Sangamon County building, a team of three election judges pores over dozens of yellow ballot certification envelopes.
The N starting the first name.
The fancy N,
The judges, two Republicans and one Democrat, check the signatures on the envelope against what's in the county's electronic voter database. One of the judges is Bob Teal.
The signature that was on file was written, and this one was printed, so they didn't match. So we're rejecting it for non-matching signature, and then there'll be a follow-up.
We'll get to the follow-up that's done in a minute, but first, the rejections. A new law passed this spring instructs three judges to review signatures and assume they match, unless all three agree otherwise. Teal says out of the hundreds they've processed, they've only objected to a handful.
We try to approve as much as we can, if we can find any similarities.
Previously, just one judge or election authority employee could decide to throw out a ballot. Brian Gaines, a political science professor at the University of Illinois, says the new method means fewer ballots should be thrown out than before. And that could be key for November's election. Already, more than a million Illinois voters have returned mail-in ballots, shattering records from previous elections.
With a lot of people using a new method, I think you would expect this somewhat of an increase in the number of errors.
Non-matching signatures or no signature at all are common errors that lead to rejections. The most common reason, though, is tardiness, a ballot postmarked after Election Day. Political observers are keeping a close eye on how these rejected ballots could influence the outcome of the presidential race in swing states. Gaines says they're not likely to determine the result in a state as reliably blue as Illinois. But for a few tight congressional races or the vote to change the state's income tax system,
I won't be astonished if that's a very close result, and then it could turn out to be that even with a pretty small proportion of rejected ballots, maybe they turn out to matter.
Data from the State Board of Elections shows that as voting by mail becomes more popular, errors become more prevalent. In 2016, election authorities threw out around 1.5% of mailed ballots. But this year, in the March primary, just as the coronavirus pandemic was taking hold in Illinois, a higher portion of voters opted to sit at home and fill out their ballots. With that increase, the amount of rejected ballots jumped to more than 5%. Still, Gaines hopes recent changes to the process and voter education efforts lead to fewer errors and fewer rejections.
We've had time to think about that and try to get institutions in place, and there's been pretty substantial publicity about voting by mail. Maybe the education efforts will pay off.
So what's the follow-up the election judge mentioned? Here's Don Gray, the Sangamon County clerk.
You're going to be notified within 48 hours to the rejection, and then there's instructional information on what you need to do in order for us to accept your ballot.
If the ballot is late, it's outright rejected. But for any other reason, you can fix the error, a process called curing your ballot. The notification usually comes by mail, so Gray says watch your mailbox after you've returned your ballot. By law, it's a short timeline. Election authorities must process the ballot within 2 days of receiving it and notify you within 2 more days if there are any errors.
If it was not a non-matching signature, which I think it will be the predominant one, or no signature at all, you need to give us a signature.
But Gray suggests making an effort to avoid problems in the first place.
I can't stress enough, if you made up your mind on who you want to vote for and you're voting by mail, mark your ballot, get it back to us.
And he adds, take time to sign the envelope carefully before you do. I'm Mary Hansen.